We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bud, what does Sid Hartman mean to you?
Well, I'll start by saying he's my best friend. You're lucky if you got a best friend. I'm the luckiest guy in the world because Sid came into my life and we've been best friends since 1945 during the war.
That is Bud Grant talking about my father. We just have surprised my father. This is Chad Hartman. I'm here with the great Bud Grant, and we have surprised my father for his 100th birthday. He didn't know we were going to be here, Bud. And when we came in and told him that the three of us were going to do the show for the entire 11 o'clock hour, do you remember what he said?
You're kidding.
Yeah. And then he added, I hope not. I hope not. So we are here to celebrate my father. And you are here to celebrate your best friend, and I so appreciate you coming down here.
Well, where do you start in something like this? You know, I think I'm gonna lay claim to being the first and close personal friend that your dad ever had, and that was developed starting in 1945 when we first met, and we're still together. And you say, well, what do we have in common? Well, nothing. Absolutely nothing except a friendship that's been fostered so many years and through our families and whatnot. It's the greatest gift I've ever had in my life is to have Sid Hartman as my best friend.
That is so kind. That is so kind. What does this man mean to you? Why are the two of you so close?
Well, he means a heck of a lot. I mean, to have a friend like that where he's 100%. Like when his wife was dying, I was there till 3 a.m. one day, and I had a very good relationship with her. Pat, she used to cook
goulash
after every game. We go after every game and cook goulash for me, and she knew I liked to shirt and goulash and spend many a time at that house in Wilmington.
With the whole family. She cooked it for Sid and the whole family.
I was thinking it probably wasn't just for him.
No, it was for his, but when every time Sid came, the whole family. Sid was a big part of our family growing up. Sid, you remember? Members all the kids when they were born and all, you know, what you go through when you're a parent. And Sid was a part of all of that over the years. And so he's really a member of the family.
Do you?
Well, I spent many a time at Winnipeg with him and his family and had a lot to do with the players he got at Winnipeg. I got him in connection with Evashevsky, with Jerry Byrne, with Bob.
Let me just pick up on that a little bit, Sid, and tell people how important you've been in my life. I remember the first time I walked into Williams Arena. I was playing for Great Lakes at the time, and your father came in and said, "I'm Sid Hartman. Where are you going to school?" He was recruiting even at that stage of life. Then eventually coming to Minnesota, and without Sid, we walked into Cook Hall my first day there, and Sid walks in. We're going up together, and he said, "You remember me?" I said, "Yeah, you're Sid Hartman. You're from the Tribune or the Daily with that Daily, yep. I think it was in
right.
those days." And we walked in there together. Our first day, he had a beat for the first time. He was a stringer before that.
Yep.
And now he had a daily beat with the university, and that's when we said, "What are you doing after practice?" "Well, I don't know. I don't know even where I'm going." "Well, let's have something to eat." That was the beginning of a great, wonderful, wonderful friendship.
What,
and without
what an
Sid
amazing
Hartman,
connection.
I wouldn't be here. Of course, you wouldn't either.
That is correct.
But without Sid, like he alluded to earlier, when I got the job in Winnipeg, I'd never coached in my life. And I needed help, and who do I turn to? I turned to my friend Sid. So he introduced me to Evershevsky and other people that he knew in the sporting world that helped me recruit and find players, entree, find coaches. You know, he's been an integral part of whatever my life has been all my life since arriving here in 1945.
Chad, go ahead.
Here's the thing. I'm trying to think of what I was going to say.
How about this? Can I ask you this? Do you remember meeting Bud for the first time?
Yeah, I met him for the first time when he came back with Great Lakes and played with Great Lakes.
Yep.
Against the Gophers.
Yep.
That's the first time I met.
That's exactly right. That's what you just said.
You, Hank, and I became very good friends, and Bud was a in integral part of UBEC.
Yes, and the coach at the time was a Weave Eubank was a basketball coach.
Right.
Paul Brown was a football coach, and he kept Eubank on his staff, and then he made him the basketball coach. Well, Weave knew nothing about basketball.
I was going to say, we think of him as a football coach.
He was a football coach, but he's a friend of Paul Brown.
Yeah.
He was a basketball coach, but there was only two of us high school players. The rest were older, even pros, and so, you know, we played 32 games, and during the war, this was now.
Yeah.
So there was,
right.
You know, we played in Chicago Stadium, played all over the country, and Sid remembers that when I walked in, as I mentioned earlier. "Hi, I'm Sid Hartman. Where are you going to college?"
Right away.
right off the top. So who could ever forget that kind of an introduction?
That's one you're going to remember. Chad and Bud Grant, Chad Hartman, Bud Grant, and my father, Sid Hartman, who is 100 today. Do you remember going to dinner with Bud so many times during college? How about when Bud's going to college and you're having dinner with him?
Yeah. Every time we had it. What's the name of the restaurant?
Café de Napoli.
Yeah.
And we used to go, but we went to a lot of places, and Sid picked up the check was the main theme of all of this.
Whoa, and that ended.
East Hennepin Café and Pine Tavern and Café de Napoli and the place downtown, barbecue place.
I'm not sure. Somebody will text us and remember.
I'll think of it in a minute.
But, yep.
So many times after practice, Sid would, I was a slow dresser, and Sid always was, he never approached a coach until the right time, when they had time to talk to him. So he waited until after practice.
Well, sure.
A lot of times, the three people left in the locker room was Sid, the coach, and I.
Yeah.
So then we'd go out, and he'd say, "Where are you going to eat?" And I said, "I don't know, I'll go get a hot dog or something." And he'd say, "Well, let's..." So he picked up the check, which wasn't much in those. I remember we'd go to Café de Napoli, and I could get all the spaghetti I could eat for 99 cents. So it didn't exactly break Sid.
I'd go to Garden
Market Barbecue. That's
Market Barbecue. There we go.
All the time. I was with him when he bought that, when he and Bill what?
Blank.
Huh?
Bill Blank.
Bill Blank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You bought him out, and you bought him out.
Yeah.
You owned all that land, and you owned that land. See, and when
How could he remember a name like that that I can hardly remember
his memory
in my past? And he only met him once or twice. He's a good friend of mine, and we were in partnership, and we bought the land. But the fascinating part here, we're celebrating Sid's 100th birthday. When you get somebody who's a full-time job at 100 years old,
yeah,
with the paper,
wrote
with the
today.
Radio station, I mean, and goes to work every day, works on weekends, this is phenomenal.
I mean,
you can't find any place. I don't know. Well, maybe there might be somebody. I don't know anybody that works two full-time jobs when they're 100 years old.
Well, look what has happened this week. Sports have come to a halt.
Yep.
Society is changing right in front of us, and this young man at 100 is still working. Everything else is shutting down.
Yep.
Sports doesn't exist right now. We can't travel places. They're telling us to stay inside, and he is here working, and he's not going to stop.
Yeah, well, he's been an inspiration to me my whole life. I know that.
That's two of us.
But I know, we'll never forget, he drove my car to the airport with a $15,000 check and bought the Detroit Gems franchise.
Yep. Sid, you know, I didn't have a car all the way through college. I didn't get a car. I mean, anyway, that's another story. But Sid called me and said, I'm going to go. I got to go to Detroit. And would you take me to the airport, take my car, and then pick me up? Because I'm going to turn around and come right back.
This is about 1950 or so? Or?
When the beginning of the Lakers.
Okay.
And he went and bought the Pistons, Detroit Pistons, they were called.
Yep.
He showed me the check. He had $15,000 from Berger and
yep.
Chalfin.
Yep.
And
was Max tied to it then, or was that pre-Max?
Max. Chalfin. Yeah. Max was a part of it.
Yeah, more Morris Chalfin.
Chalfin yep. And
Ben Berger,
yeah. Anyway, so I drive him to the airport. He goes to Detroit, and he comes back, calls me, said, I'll be on such and such flight. I picked him up, and I remember before I got to, here it is. He got the franchise for the Lakers. He is the reason that the Los Angeles Lakers exist today.
Think about that.
Because he bought the franchise here, and he signed all the players behind the scenes. He'll have to tell you what the situation was in those days where you couldn't have two jobs if you worked for the newspaper.
Yep.
Maybe he can tell us a little bit
yes.
about that.
Let's do this. Let's pause. Let's let's talk more about that. If you're just tuning in, it is my father's 100th birthday. He is with his closest friend, Bud Grant. We're going to take a short pause, come back on this magical day. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO.
Sid Hartman, you used to room with Bud Grant the night before Super Bowl.
One Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The Oakland Super Bowl. He ate a gallon of ice cream.
The night before the Super Bowl?
Let me tell you, we have gone out for dinner 100,000 times, and never has he edited a meal without ice cream. This guy lives on ice cream.
Well, I know two people who live on ice cream. You just were saying how Bud always has ice cream.
That me?
You were just in the sound clip we were playing, you were talking about how Bud always lives on ice cream. How much Bud loves ice cream. How about how much you love ice cream?
I like ice cream, too.
He got to like it.
The night before the Oakland
Super Bowl,
I stood with him, and he was eating a gallon of ice cream.
Let's talk about the Lakers. Let's talk about how you were able to get the Lakers. Remind people how you got involved with getting the Lakers to come to Minneapolis.
Well, there's a guy by the name of Mike Alpert, and I got Sheboygan and Oshkosh, two teams in the old National Hockey League, to play an exhibition game at the Minneapolis Arena. And then we drew about 3,500 people, something like that. And I finally got Morris Chalfin, who was a great friend of mine, and Ben Berger. I found out that George Mikan was a member of that team, and so we was available for $15,000, and it's amazing. That club is worth right now $15 billion. It's worth $1 billion now.
Maybe not quite $15 billion, maybe closer to $4 billion.
Yeah.
But I'd say either way, your investment was pretty good.
Can you imagine a team from $15 million now worth billions of dollars?
Yep.
And that team, I screwed up two deals. Number one, after we sold the Lakers, Max Winter and I got a expansion team for $150,000 with all the number one draft choices. And all of the number one draft choices. And every first draft choice. And Jerry West was on the team.
There weren't as many teams in there as either, though. So.
Right. Not as many teams at that point. But tell everybody, remind people how you ended up with the Lakers.
Well, of course, Sid is responsible for the Lakers. Now, I think, if I'm not correct, Sid, you signed all the players.
Huh?
Sid, you signed the players for the Lakers.
Yeah.
Except from George Mikan. They had to have it was a little higher. And I think Max Winter signed Mikan. You signed all the other players, including myself.
Yeah.
And, the world turns in funny ways, but... When I was in college, I'd played for 4 years, and they had a Pep-Sol. Remember Pep-Sol? He got hurt, and he was on the Lakers. Hurt
yep.
his knees, out for the year.
Right.
They had an opening, fortunately, and I was, I'd played for 4 years and at 3 years at the college. Anyway, Sid petitioned the league to get me a hardship case for the league, claiming that I was broke and they could use a little pizzazz in the attendance or whatever.
Right.
Whatever.
You're a known person here in town.
He twisted some arms. He got me. I was the first hardship case in the NBA. Got me to come with the Lakers. The greatest thing that ever happened, because I got to sit on the bench and watch John Cunliffe and George Mikan and Pollard and Mickelson and so on. And learned a lot about coaching from sitting on the bench. I never sat on a bench before. So for Sid got me, I don't know how he did this, but he pulled strings that got me in the middle of the season. I played my first game was on Christmas Day.
You were sick, right? Didn't you tell me?
Well, I'd gotten food poisoning the night before.
Oh, jeez.
We had the Star Tribune paper, had a big headline, Grant to
join the Lakers.
Yeah, but I want to go back to Chicago. We had the Chicago Bulls, and we had that team. If I'd have gone through with that, but I was involved with Max Winter at one time with the
Lakers
expansion team for the NBA, and I didn't. We were involved with the Globetrotters, and Eve Saperstein would have. If we'd gone through with that, we couldn't find a place to play in Chicago. Then the next week, we had the Chicago Zephyrs, and then they had the Chicago Baltimore Bullets.
This is more in the 60s.
Now, the interesting part of all of this is that at that time, didn't the newspaper have a policy said you could not have two jobs? He couldn't be a part of the Lakers or a part of a franchise and still have his job with the paper.
Correct.
So he had to be an undercover owner,
right.
manager, general manager, and whatever. He ran the Lakers.
Sid yes.
ran the Lakers. He got the Lakers here. He ran the Lakers. Max Winter was a nice guy. He was a front guy.
Yep.
He knew nothing about basketball. He hired John Cunla. He got Mickelson, Pollard, you know, Mike and Farron, you know, all that group. So Sid is responsible. Now, the other thing is, when they sold the franchise short and they went to Los Angeles, the reason they're called the Lakers today is because we had just bought all a new set of uniforms. Lakers.
Oh, that's
Minneapolis
right.
Lakers uniforms. He made all the decisions.
Yep.
All the decisions, all the player decisions were made by him. It wasn't made by Max or wasn't made
and
by
all
John.
The players knew that.
All the players knew that. We knew where, you know, when we looked up to the anybody, we always looked at Sid. We didn't look at Kendler, anybody. Sid ran it.
Kendler was a nice guy and all that stuff. But, I made all the draft choices. Yep. I made all the deals, like that Pep Sol deal. I made that deal. With Baltimore. Baltimore had to buy for $5,000. In those days, that was a lot of money, $5,000. And I bought.
Well, that's right. You started my life. My first contract said you'd negotiated with me for $3,000.
How did those negotiations go?
Max, winner. Yeah. I mean, he didn't want that. I mean, John Cunliffe didn't want Pep Sol.
Okay.
I wanted him.
Yep.
And so we got it.
Worked out okay. Let's do this. Let's pause, take a short break. We'll be back. Bud Grant and my father here. We're going to be here for 30 more minutes, but I'm reminding you all day on this radio station, Sid Tenniel. You can go to it online right now. I'm going to tell you why we have the website. The radio station has been amazing. The Star Tribune has been amazing. And it's spectacular that Bud Grant would come down here. Chad Hartman, we'll take a brief break. Come back on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Welcome back to the Sid Tenniel, presented by the Canopy Group.
Hey, Sid, this is Mike Krzyzewski. Happy 100th birthday. Wow. You have packed a lot in, man, in those 100 years, and continue to do it. We've all benefited from our friendship with you. Happy birthday.
We're back here on CCO. You couldn't hear it, but we just played a soundbite from Mike Krzyzewski, the Duke head coach, Mike Krzyzewski. Talk about your relationship with Mike Krzyzewski and Bob Knight.
Well, years ago, we didn't have pro teams here, and they used to have a lot of clinics. And I could go to all the clinics, like John Wooden. I got very close with John Wooden because I went to all his clinics. And Mike Krzyzewski and Bob Knight would go to these clinics. And Bob, I used to write letters to every coach that I talked to. And Knight and I just hit it off. And we got very close. In fact, he was offered the Wisconsin job. And he was not supposed to announce it. And they announced it, and he didn't take the job.
And this is before Indiana.
Before Indiana.
Okay.
And then I talked to him about Minnesota. He said he had come up here to talk to him.
Right.
But he's already accepted the Indiana job. He took the Indiana job. Wisconsin talked to him about the job.
Sure.
And he almost what it took it there.
The point of all this, Chad, is Sid has been involved in a lot of coaching changes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's correct.
Right from the very top.
Speaking of that, how about when you told him after you came back for the 1 year, tell people about what was happening, how you ended up telling him that you were stepping away?
Well, first of all, Sid and I shared a lot of private conversations. And the main thing that Sid, why he has so many friends, let me just digress a little bit here, is because his integrity. I mean, if Bob Knight or Krzyzewski or Evrzyzewski or anybody that talks to Sid, it's private. Sid never used any quotes by anybody that ever gave him inside information ever in his column.
Yep.
He used it in his background of his writing and his knowledge, but he never betrayed anybody, whether it was Jack Nicklaus or Bob Knight, anybody. And the reason that Sid has got such held in such high regard all across this country is because of his integrity. Nobody likes a scoop more than a newspaper guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Sid is no exception to that.
Sure.
He wants to know first.
Yep.
But he never broke a confidence, and that's why he is held in such high regard. I just digress a little bit for a minute. Women's sports came up, and we talked about it a little bit, and Sid's never covered women's sports to that extent. And the reason, and I just thinking of this as we're sitting here, one time they asked him, somebody did, why don't you cover women's sports? And Sid said, because they won't let me in the locker room.
And that's where he would get his information.
Information.
That's when he would get to know people.
He couldn't go in the women's locker room, so he didn't cover women's sports.
Yeah. And eventually it would change, and that never became a problem.
Never became a problem.
Every time that Knight came in here and came in, when Indiana was here, we'd have dinner at Vecchio's.
Yep. With this man.
With Bud and Knight and a lot of guys.
Yep.
Molitor,
Bob Hamill would be there. Bob Hamill, the longtime Indiana writer, would be there.
Be there.
Yep.
We had at least 10 guys, Gopher coaches, and all that kind of stuff.
I want to ask you about the practical jokes. That this guy would play on you. The jokes that Bud would play on you.
Huh?
Do you remember the jokes that Bud would play on you? The practical jokes.
Well, let me help a little bit there.
Sure.
Sid was not an outdoors person. I mean,
no.
You wonder where we're connected. Well,
yes.
He wasn't an athlete, but he competitive, but he was not an outdoor person. I was. So a lot of the Sid was a perfect foil for an outdoor joke. I mean, I had pet monkeys and I had pet crows and I had, dogs and all that.
How did you end up with a pet monkey?
Huh?
How did you end up with a pet monkey?
Well, it was a birthday gift. My wife gave me a pet monkey. When somebody who has everything, what do? You buy him a pet monkey.
Okay.
Sid, I don't know whether Sid didn't like the monkey or the monkey didn't like Sid.
Yeah.
But one or the other, they didn't get along very well. They couldn't find a way to communicate. So anyway, Sid was a foil because of he wasn't familiar with animals.
Yes.
So my pet squirrel and things like that Sid didn't like that when I brought them around.
Yep.
So there was a lot of practical jokes that were played between us, just between us.
Yep.
Of my, fishing. I got a picture hanging in my office. We were fishing up in Wisconsin at my place. He caught a 17.5-inch northern.
Yep.
I got it in my office, but I couldn't bring it in the boat. Because he had teeth, and I couldn't have had to kill a fish to bring it in the boat to take a picture of it. So another time we were hunting ducks. We went after a Minnesota game. We went out west into Morris, and I saw that Sid didn't know how to handle a gun. So I got far away when the ducks started flying, and I heard Sid shooting them. I went over after a little while. I said, "What are you shooting at?" Sid, "Well, I'm shooting at those birds." I said, "Well, those are blackbirds. Those aren't ducks." So that's the extent of our practical joke kind of thing, or the time we were driving out, we got a ticket, Sid was speeding.
Yes.
And Sid says, well, are you a Gopher fan? And we had Gopher player, Gordy Soltaugh and myself and Dave Skrine. And he said, yeah, well, listen to the game today. And so Sid said, well, that's great. He said, how'd you like to go to the game? Oh, I'd love to go to the game. So we got stopped for speeding, remember?
Yes.
So Sid hands the guy a couple of tickets he happened to have. He said, here's a couple of tickets for next week's game. And the state patrolman said, well, thank you, Mr. Hartman. Here's a ticket for your speeding. So that's how much influence we had.
Exactly. Okay. Do you remember firing a gun with Bud?
Huh?
Do you remember when you fired a gun with Bud?
Shooting ducks.
Do you remember shooting ducks with Bud?
One team.
Yeah. What did you think of it?
I didn't like it.
Yeah. It would scare me to be around you firing a gun.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he got any blackbirds either, but he shot at a lot of them.
I want to remind people why we're doing this. Tell people about your grandson, Quentin. Tell people about Quentin.
We have a son who has nothing but troubles. It's really... It's so tough on that little kid. He's sick all the time, and just unbelievable. Lancey has a sister who has the same problem.
Yep.
And I just want to say something about Lancey and Mrs. L, two people that really helped me. They're really outstanding. They live with me two nurses, one that lives all the time, and boy, without them, I'd be in trouble.
Me too, Sid. I got the same situation.
Yes. Lacey, or as we call her, Lancey, and Larissa have been amazing to you. That is no doubt. I just want to expand on Quentin a little bit. The reason why we set up Sidtennial is to raise money for kids who have similar challenges to your grandson. You told me you weren't going to do this unless we could raise money for other kids. My youngest son has had failure to thrive. We thought he had spina bifida. He had spinal cord surgery. He had major leg surgery where he didn't walk for 6 months. He has epilepsy. And we finally found a diagnosis about a year ago of DIRC-1A. Yeah. About 150 kids on the planet have DIRC-1A. Q's never going to spend a day on his own, but he is an amazing young man. He is happy. He perseveres. And you are amazing to him. You have a great relationship with him. And his life is better because of you. You have to know that.
Well, there's three boys, and then there's two, a girl, and a boy, and a girl.
Callie and Justin.
And a stepdaughter with a girl and a boy, and another woman. Chris.
Yeah, Chris has Callie and Justin also are amazing. I just want to button up the Sidtennial, though. If people would be so kind to donate, the causes are Children's Hospital, Gillette Children's Hospital, and DIRC-1A. That is the syndrome that Quentin has. If you can give $5, fantastic. If you can give more, you can do that. You can go to Sidtennial. You can see how you can donate money. And also you can say happy birthday to my father.
Will Ed give $1,000?
I have no idea. If they did, that's very, very nice. I don't know the total. We'll know the total at the end. But anybody who gave us $1, I thank him, whether we know him or not. It's just so incredibly kind that people would take some time.
Hospital can use the money, and it will help kids like Quentin.
That's it. That's why we're doing this. Let's take a pause. We'll come back. We'll have about 10 more minutes left with my father and Bud Grant. I'm going to stay for the 12 o'clock hour, and some of those same causes are going to come on with me. Plus, at 12:35, Lou Nanny's joining. And at 12:45, Harvey McKay is coming on. So the entire day to my father, there's a great section from the Star Tribune and right here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Welcome back to the Sid Tenniel, presented by the Canopy Group.
This is Tom Lehman. I just want to wish you the happiest and the most blessed of 100-year birthdays. What a milestone. I'm so, I guess, proud of you for all you've accomplished in your life and for the kind of person that you are. Thank you for being my friend.
That's the great Tom Lehman wishing my father a happy birthday. Chad Hartman, Sid Hartman, and Bud Grant here. Now, I know you want to talk about your friends at Starkey. Tell people about Starkey.
Starkey Hearing Aid has been a great plus for me. Bill Austin and the great people out there have really helped me. If you want help, go out to the Eden Prairie plant, and they have some new hearing aid. They'll help you. You won't forget it. You do a lot of things for them.
I'll second that, because I got my hearing aids from Starkey's for two.
He goes to Starkey, too.
Yep, I got mine. Yep.
Starkey is a great place, but among the items we said, both of us, a lot about my father is how competitive he is. You obviously have been around way, way more athletes than me. But I'm talking in the totality of my life, in business, friends, sports. I have never, ever met someone who even today wants to have something first, wants to bring value to his bosses, wants to beat his competitors. He doesn't have really any athletic ability.
Absolutely zero.
Zero. And I blame him, kiddingly, for that. But I've never met, even today, if you cannot be inspired by my father's desire to work and to be the best, then you're missing out on one of his greatest qualities.
And it's unfortunate that so many of the people that Sid and I have grown up with and brought are gone.
Yeah.
And we're the elephants left in the room. I mean, there aren't many people who can that I can equate to Sid's competitiveness. If he had the physical ability, he'd have been an All-American in any endeavor he had in sports. He's the All-American sports writer in the United States.
I'll give you about a minute just to sum up, and I thank you so much for coming down, just what this man has meant to you.
In your course of your lifetime, you're fortunate if you have a couple of good friends. And, you know, as you go through life, you have them in different areas, whether it's family or business or, you know, whatever it is. But to have somebody like Sid in my life, and anybody that he has touched, you're blessed to have Sid Hartman in your life. And when you heard all the testimonials, they all say the same thing. And it's basically this: Sid, we love you and we treasure you.
I love you too.
And
I have the greatest son in the world.
Yeah. No, well, that's why we're here today.
Family in the world.
Listen.
I'm so lucky.
And I'll say it this, and I've said this before. As one man can love another man, I love you, Sid Hartman.
Thank you. I love your family, too. Every one of them I've seen burden. And it's so tragic you lost your son. That was a hard scene.
I am eternally grateful that you are my father. You are someone that provides me with great guidance, great inspiration. You've been an amazing father. You are a great grandfather, and I treasure every day that you're with me. Thank you so much. I love you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you both.
We'll finish this.
Hello, Lancey and Mrs. L, too.
Yep.
And Patty over there.
And a lot of people.
We can't get along without them, can we, Sid?
Bob Hagen.
Bob Hagen is one of the great people for my father. We're going to end right here, but 7 more hours to go. Sid Tenniel.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.